Jesus came into this world to save sinners. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. This eternal life is found in Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation is found in Jesus. Salvation centers in Jesus. In Jesus, it flows out to all who come to him and believe on him and own him as Savior and Lord. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. A lost sinner is in need of a Savior from sin. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Jesus is of inestimable worth. Jesus is the pearl of great price. He's worth selling all for and losing all for, so he may be gained. Jesus, the living water. Jesus, the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall never die. Jesus, the one true way to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus came into this world doing good, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, even raising the dead to life. Yet what happened? Men cried, away with him, crucify him, and nailed him to a cross. When all is against him, his love flows out to a world of guilty sinners. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Jesus, the one true sacrifice for sin. But we preach Christ crucified. Jesus, the crucified Christ. Jesus, the giver of life. Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus was sent to die on a cross. Then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. There at Calvary, they pounded nails into his hands and feet as they fastened him to that cross. Look at that man on the cross, friend. Look at that bloodstained Savior from sin, a bleeding and dying Christ nailed up on that cross at Calvary. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. See him there with his arms outstretched, beckoning you to come to him and believe on him. Look at that man on the cross who tells the dying thief, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. A bleeding and dying Savior for sin, crucified with nails driven in his hands and feet, a crown of thorns upon his head as he suffers there in that bloody cross for sin, a bloodstained Christ nailed to a tree for my sins, for your sins. Jesus, the sinner's substitute, hanging there, squirming in agony on that bloody cross for me. He writhes and wiggles beneath the weight of sin as he hangs on a scandalous cross. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. though they be red like crimson. They should be as wool. Look at that blessed Savior dying there. Jesus, a bleeding and dying Savior, maligned and mocked. Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. Jesus, who was willingly on that cross for sin, he willingly laid down his life as a sacrifice for sin. Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, see him there on Calvary's hill, hanging between two malefactors, where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. What a sight to behold the slain Son of God who cries, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus, the only remedy and refuge for sin, flee to him for safety from the wrath of God on sin. Jesus, the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus who became a curse for us, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Look at him hanging on that tree. Look at Jesus, the light of life. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus, whose voice of authority can raise the dead to life. Lazarus, come forth. Jesus can raise a dead sinner to life when his voice is heard as it comes to you in power and majesty and authority. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus, the bloodstained sacrifice for sin, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Look at that man on the cross, friend. Look at him as he hangs there for sin. He cries, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Jesus, the bleeding, dying Christ, whose blood washes all sin away. But you must get under the blood. Look at that bloody cross. It's the place where wicked men sought to get rid of him. But by his death, it becomes the place where his saving power flows out to all who come in repentance, confessing they are sinners, and own him as their Savior and Lord. Look at that man on the cross. Jesus, a bloodstained Savior from sin, the author of eternal salvation, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him. Jesus, a bleeding and dying Christ. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Jesus, the sinner's substitute, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. If you've not trusted this blessed Savior, friend, receive him now before it's too late. Soon he will come in judgment on this world, when his anger shall burn as an oven, and then you shall meet him as your judge. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all they that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. A bleeding and dying Christ, hanging naked on a scandalous cross, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Look at that blessed man on the cross. See him there as he wrestles under the weight of sin. He is despised and rejected a man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus, the bleeding and dying lamb, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Jesus, the Son of God, who died and rose again so I could live. Jesus, the Savior from sin, he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Listen to this blessed Savior as he calls to you. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Jesus, the risen Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father, and he earned that right by way of a bloody cross. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put on his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. Jesus, a bleeding and dying Christ. Jesus, the faithful friend. Jesus, the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus, the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Jesus, the shepherd of the sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus, the lily of the valley. Jesus, the bright and morning star. Jesus, who is chief among 10,000, Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus invites poor sinners to come to him and believe on him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Friend, are you weary of your sins? Are you hungry for God? Are you thirsty for Christ? Then come to him and believe on him. Hear him as he cries, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow, rivers of living water. Jesus, the Son of God, who laid down his life so we could live. The only hope this poor sinner has is when Christ's life is laid down and applied to me, who loved me and gave himself for me. Repent, friend, before it's too late, for his spirit will not always strive with man. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He has a pure gospel promise, friend, to all who come to him and believe on him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Jesus Christ the Lord, Jesus the friend of sinners, Jesus the Savior from sin, let his gospel call ring in your ears. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.